Hello and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is May 4th, 2008, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up is the weekly news from the Nikonian's Academy's director, Mike Hagen. Our travel workshops have been tremendous hits. Recently, a group of hardy Nikonians traveled to Page, Arizona for 4 days of amazing photography in Antelope Canyon, Horseshoe Bend, and the surrounding areas. Everyone had an incredible time, and the resulting photographs were exceptional. In fact, take a look at the photos taken at the workshop here. This week, Winston Hall is running another travel workshop in Moab, Utah, and we are hoping for the same successes. If this sounds like something you might be interested in, we have a number of additional travel workshops this year planned for Albuquerque, New Mexico, Tanzania, Africa, and Moab again. Better hurry though, these are all selling out. In fact, our travel photography workshop in Banff, Canada has been sold out for many months. You can check out our travel workshops at www.nikoniansacademy.com. We've been listening closely to your feedback and have added a number of Nikon Capture NX workshops all around the US of A. Every week, we receive numerous requests to bring back this very popular course, so we've added them to the schedule for the rest of 2008. Check out our new postings for Capture NX in Seattle, Minneapolis, Omaha, Raleigh, New York, and Washington, D.C. Also, in response to the tremendous demand for the Nikon D300, we've added additional D300 workshops around the U.S. Look for more of these in New York, D.C., Portland, San Diego, Seattle, Raleigh, Omaha, Minneapolis, and Atlanta. And that's it from Mike. Thank you very much. And that actually sounds like a bunch of workshops everywhere around the United States. So hopefully you'll be close enough to get to one soon. News from Nikon, the revised D3 firmware version 1.11 is now available for download for both Macintosh and Windows users, and this should replace the corrupted version released last month, so that one should be good to go. And the news from Nikonians, you can now download the special 8th anniversary edition of the Nikonian. Our little electronic PDF format newsletter is out, and this one's all about the Nikonians themselves, so take a look at that, and you can download that from the website, which is www.nikonians.org. It's the main site. You can go to the main page and get almost anywhere from there. From the forums, a couple of interesting articles in the cafe. One is the Nikon D200 obsolete? And this is rather interesting because I was chatting with a fellow Nikonian just yesterday, as it were, and talking about how the D200 might not be as obsolete as some people might think. So if you have an opinion, or you're looking at maybe picking up a used D200 now that the 300's come out, why don't you check out that thread in the cafe. As well, there's one entitled, Anybody Else Tired of Being Your Own Lab? In the wonderful world of digital post-processing, we do a lot more work than we might have used to when we did film and slide work, unless you had your own darkroom. So take a look at some of the comments on that. Now, May's online photo assignment is called Cover Shot, and this is all about taking pictures that look like the cover of one of your favorite magazines. So if you're interested in an assignment for May, take a look at that in the forums, and it's got the kind of the rules of this month's assignment are there for you. And Nikonians ladies looking for a May assignment all to ourselves, this month's is called Spring and All Its Glory. So that's pretty wide open there. So have a look at those and get out shooting. Now my final contest winners. Just thought I'd throw these in here real quick before wrapping things up with the basic finishers of my podcast. The winners of the Cap and Pro Strap are Scott Hughes and Harsant Oh, I'm going to have a horrible, horrible time. Tansy, I think is your last name. Sorry about that. I'm terrible with names. And the winner of the cap and leg wraps is Nicholas Dahlin. So congratulations to you, and thank you to everybody who submitted your entries. I love hearing from you guys, so definitely write in. Even if there's no contest, all feedback is appreciated. Now, my forum of the week this week is called Nikonian's Photo Contest, and it's basically got everything right there for you. The link is in the blog for you, so you can get right there and see all the winners of the past photo contests and find out about this year's new photo contest as well. And to wrap things up with my choice photo, it's called Bad Hair Day and is sometimes quite appropriate, so take a look at that. And that's all for me this week, and I will be back next week with the next edition of Nikonian's News Flash. But in the meantime, feel free to drop me an email at newsflash@nikonians.org or drop us a line in the podcast feedback forum. Thanks for listening.